Welcome to Real Life with Jenny. My name is Jenny Senapadaratna. Grab your favorite drink, get a snack, and we'll get started. Today, I have white cheddar popcorn. It has been my go-to afternoon snack for a couple weeks now with some raisinets sprinkled on top with a breakfast, English breakfast tea latte kind of thing. Yeah, it's really good. It's a great day. So let's get real. I want to talk a little bit about something that I'm super hesitant to talk about because it is about keeping your mouth shut. And it is so anti-cultural. It is so something that we are being taught not to do. We are being taught to express everything and just let the chips fall where they may and don't worry about hurting other people's feelings. And so I want to talk about that because I have a life verse, and that life verse is Proverbs 17:28. And now I realize I've got a couple life verses. You know, Joshua 1:8 is one of my life verses. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord is always with you. And I just Jennyized that. That's not the real, like, if you look it up, that's not really what it says. But I just Jennyized that for you. But this one is, even a fool is considered wise if he keeps silent and discerning when he holds his tongue. And trust me, there are not many people out there that are looking wise and looking like they're discerning, because we are all speaking our mind and saying whatever we want to say. And I am very aware that I'm currently doing a podcast and that I'm not holding my tongue. But there are just moments in our lives that we need to learn to keep silent. And we need to learn to do what my mom used to say. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Like, when did that leave our thought process? When did we stop thinking, if I can't say anything nice, I'm not going to say anything? That is such a good life rule to live by, and we have lost it. Trust me, I know it, because I am told things that I'm like, please stop telling me what I know what I look like in the mirror, guys. Like, I am not a fool. I'm very self-aware of how I look. And even this week, I had someone quote unquote compliment me, which was not a compliment, about how weird my body shape was. And I was like, oh, this is great. Thanks. Like, you know, if you did this, this, and this, your life would, you would look so much better. And I'm like, when did this become part of our reality? Like, when did this become part of everybody else's business, how I'm living my life? Now, I realize I kind of tend to go on the opposite extreme. I'm not a verbal processor. I don't know if you know what that is. That means that you process everything out loud. You need to, like, talk it out with somebody. My husband is one of those, and that is great. He processes everything with me aloud, and I internalize it all and put it in a box and put it on a shelf. Like, but I have been watching, and this is honestly just a confession to you. I've been watching reels on social media. And I need to stop, because I'm watching these reels and I'm kind of getting caught up in this idea of, like, sharing everything and, like, helping people by saying, hey, did you know you have toilet paper on your shoe? Like, yes, you should probably say that when someone has that. But you're just speaking everything and you're saying everything and you're not really filtering what's going on. So I'm going to give you a real life example here, and know that this is very hard for me, but I will give you a real life example. So last week, I think it was, it doesn't really matter when it was, but it was a while ago. My husband and I are home alone and my daughter's off, which has become our new routine. Like, we are empty nesters that are not empty nesters. It's a very weird place to be with a 17-year-old who has her license and has much more of a life than I do. And so, and that's okay, because I had a really great life when I was 17 too. So, and now my life is doing puzzles with white cheddar popcorn, and life is good. So, Anyway, she's off, and so it's just the two of us, and so we were going to do a project. I bought my husband, well, I didn't buy it, my mom did for his birthday, bought like a new door system for our door, and it's one that you can like type in the number, because I am constantly losing my keys. That is something, you know, have you ever heard that song, I've lost my keys in the great unknown? Please call my phone, because I don't know where it is. That's not the real song, but that is very much my life. I do not know where things are, and I'm constantly losing them. So I thought this would be really fun, because we've gone to some Airbnbs. They have it. You put a little code in. You get in your house. It's fabulous. And it locks it when you're done. And so that's also something I quite often forget to do, is lock the house. And so I was like, this will be perfect. Like, this will fix, my husband wants the house locked, which I understand. And I can still get in the house. Like, this is a win-win. So we got this system, and my brain should have known, because when you live in a trailer like we do, in a manufactured home is technically what they call it to be, you know, whatever. It's a trailer. But things are not standard in trailers. They just do not have, you don't go to Menards and pick something up at Menards and go, oh, this fits everybody else's house. This will fit my house too. It doesn't. That's just not how things work. It's so frustrating. You have to go somewhere and get something specialized. And so we got this thing on Amazon, and it does not fit. It does not fit our door. Our door is custom. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a metal door. For those who want to help us, it's not going to help, because it's metal. We can't chip it down and make it work, and it's a whole thing. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But it's past the point that we can return it. So I'm feeling really bad, because here's his birthday gift. We were really excited about it. It doesn't work. And I'm frustrated. He's frustrated. And of course, Jenny, who is now been watching all these reels and thinking, you need to speak your emotions and you need to, you know, be all authentic and whatever, speaks my mind. And I will tell you, that was a mistake. Because I was like, I'm really frustrated. And yes, I'm frustrated with you. And honestly, I wasn't frustrated with him. It was not his fault. He had nothing to do with it. I just put my foot in my mouth. Like, I should have just kept silent. He knew I was frustrated, because he was frustrated too. I did not need to voice that. In fact, I even said, I feel like I need to tell you how I'm feeling, because you need to understand where I'm at. And I was like, later I'm like, what a buffoon that was. Like, that was a fool. There was no reason to speak it. There was absolutely no reason to share that quote unquote feeling of frustration when we were both feeling in any way. I should have taken a moment and gone, Lord, what's the right thing to say here? And we just don't do that, right? We do not. We sometimes just spout out whatever we're thinking. And I have been in Walmart enough to know that everyone's doing this, and it is becoming very toxic to work anywhere that you have to deal with people, including in a church. I cannot tell you the amount of comments that I get in church that I'm like, oh, wow, thank you for the comment on how to change my life. If I hear one more comment about like, well, if you did this, this, and this, you would be thinner. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm glad that you have an idea of how to change my life when you've never met me before. But, you know, it's okay. We think that that's fine, right? And I think that that's not what God wants. And maybe I'm wrong, and you can write me after this podcast and tell me your feelings. But I feel like there is something about, even a fool is considered wise when he's kept silent. I would rather be someone that is really foolish, but people think I'm smart because I've kept my mouth shut. People think I'm discerning because I've kept my mouth shut, and I haven't put my two cents in. And this is something that is not only verbally, but when we're posting, or when we're posting on other people's comments, or even the silly stuff that people say on my husband's YouTube channel, which you should check out, by the way. It's pretty funny. I'm actually loving it. It's super fun. So it's Christ Connection. If you want to find it on YouTube, it's super funny. Anyway, that's a side note. But people are making really weird comments. And I'm like, what's the point? Like, what's the point if you don't like something or it's not something you expected? Why do you need to make a negative comment? Why do you need to put someone in their place? Why is that our position in life? I remember that my mom would always say to me that, you know, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And that it was God's place to put someone in the place, not yours. That God would fight the fight for me. And I have lost that. In fact, I did. I lost it. I've been watching the world and listening to what the world said and speaking my mind and being obnoxious and not being the foolish person that looks wise. And so I'm going to encourage you today to kind of think about your patterns that you've kind of developed, even with your kids or your family or your coworkers. And I understand sarcasm. I think sarcasm is something that runs deep in my life, and I'm very sarcastic. But I'm trying to tame that, because sometimes I say things that are truth sarcastically, and it's even more hurtful. So I'm really trying to tame that too and bring it before the Lord and try to, when I'm speaking, have it be a place of encouragement. We have lost that, guys. We have completely lost the idea of our words being an encouragement to one another, to lifting one another up before the Lord. Even those who are quote unquote our enemies are not our problem to put in their place. That is the Lord's. I have allowed the Lord to fight my fights most of the time with my enemies. And I don't even know that they've known they're my enemies. I have always tried to heap a lot of love on them. And sometimes I have to keep my distance. But being over kind to those who drive me completely insane, because it is not my place to fight that fight. That is the Lord. I want the Lord to fight my battles, because he has more wisdom and discernment than I will ever have. And he knows what they're walking through, and I don't. So I want the Lord to do that instead of me. I do not need to be right. I do not need to be clever. I do not need to stand before the Lord and say, well, yeah, I was an idiot and I kept talking when I should have been quiet. Yes, Lord, you are completely right. And that was the conviction I had through this last process, when the Lord was just like, was that really something you needed to do? Did you really need to tell your husband how frustrated you were with him? He knew it. You did not need to speak it and make him feel worse, Jenny. Like, what was the point there? There was no point. There needed to be encouragement and love, and that's what we've lost. And so I encourage you to think about how you're speaking to one another, and how you're speaking to your family, how you're speaking to yourself, how you're speaking to the people you're working with, the people in your church, and random strangers. It is okay to be kind. It is okay to not say anything if you don't have anything nice to say. And it's also okay to take this Bible verse and paste it everywhere in your house and be like, I will be a fool that looks wise instead of giving people wisdom that really isn't true wisdom. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I hope this was encouraging to you and that you know you're not alone. And I hope that people are being kind to you and that you can bring those horrible things that people say to you before the Lord and say, Lord, is this true? And flush it out and say, Lord, I don't want to be someone that people think is a fool. Like, I want to be someone that is discerning and wise with my words and with the words that come to me, and the ones that I need to allow me to grow, let them grow. And the ones that I need to let go, I need to let go of. So I hope that you can do that this week. You can find me on Real Life with Jenny on Be Real, Facebook, and Instagram. I also have a weekly email that's coming out to get this to your email box instead, if you don't want to try to find it on all the places that you listen to podcasts. But I encourage you to go on and rate this podcast or share this podcast with someone that you love. I would really appreciate that. That's how we grow. That's how we become a bigger podcast. And I just really appreciate all your support throughout the years. We're coming on year 4 here, and I cannot believe this is happening. But we're still doing it, so... Let's keep going. But be careful with your words. I'm going to read the Bible verse one more time. Even a fool is considered wise if he keeps silent and discerning when he holds his tongue. Have a great week.